Thank you and good morning. The Department of the Interior's decision to make emergency release of cold water from Trinity Lake to avoid an economically and environmentally devastating fish kill in the Trinity and Lower Klamath Rivers is the right thing to do. Those are the words of Congressman Jared Huffman in reaction to a United States District Court ruling that prevented the diversion of Trinity River water to Central Valley farmers. The Yurok tribe said in a release that the court determined that any potential harm to irrigators was outweighed by the potentially catastrophic damage to salmon in the absence of supplemental water. Tribal Chairman Thomas O'Rourke said, "This is a great victory for the Klamath River and its salmon." A 1955 contract guarantees that water from the Trinity River will be made available for salmon in order to avoid a fish kill of the magnitude that killed tens of thousands of fish in 2002. The California Highway Patrol is investigating the cause of a collision that claimed the life of a Shelter Cove man on Tuesday morning. 41-year-old Jason Dwayne Fleming of Shelter Cove died as a result of injuries he sustained after his vehicle left the roadway on Lower Pacific Drive at Abalone Point in Shelter Cove. Fleming's vehicle came to rest on its nose about 20 feet down from the roadway, and the cause remains undetermined. Witnesses at the scene attempted to provide assistance but were unable to get down to the vehicle. Shelter Cove volunteer firefighters did make it down to the truck and found Fleming dead from injuries he had suffered. Eureka police arrested a 20-year-old Eureka man on Tuesday evening after responding to reports of shots fired in the area around the 1100 block of E Street. At about 6:45, more calls came in, and they narrowed the search to an apartment complex on Glen Street. There, they contacted a woman who was just returning home and whose 20-year-old son, Damon Rogers, was found to be on probation. Officers searched Rogers and the apartment and found a loaded pistol, a shell casing, and shotgun shells. Although officers never determined if Rogers or an acquaintance had actually fired the shots, Rogers was arrested for being in possession of a firearm and ammunition and booked into county jail. Two undocumented immigrants from Mexico were arrested at a marijuana grow site located on Bureau of Land Management property on Tuesday morning after sheriff's deputies, BLM agents, and police served a search warrant at the site. The officers found the two men asleep in tents when they arrived on scene, and 30-year-old Eduardo Nara Zavala and 30-year-old Edgar Adame Juarez were taken into custody without incident. A search of the property turned up more than 900 growing marijuana plants, along with two handguns and a rifle. Both men were arrested for cultivation and firearms charges and booked into jail. The sheriff's office has posted an image taken from a surveillance video at the McKinleyville Safeway that shows a woman suspected of stealing about $600 worth of items along with a male accomplice on Saturday night. The two suspects were described as acting strangely by store staff after they entered the store at around 11:30 and began to fill shopping carts and baskets with items. The pair then tried to flee the store with a shopping cart filled with stolen merchandise, but it tipped over. They fled the scene on foot. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. It's been a busy summer for state and federal firefighters, and the traditional fire season in the western states is just beginning. In Washington state, the fires have become so large and personnel stretched so thin that the U.S. Forest Service is asking for anyone with experience in operating heavy equipment to come forth. They need the help. In our region, the wildfires in the Shasta-Trinity Forest continue to play havoc with the residents in Trinity County. Three major fire complexes have left tens of thousands of acres scorched and caused the evacuation of residents in western Trinity from communities like Hay Fork, Denny, Mad River, and Trinity Village. Nearly 160,000 acres of forest land have burned in the Shasta-Trinity Forest alone. More than 2,500 personnel have been assigned to the fires, and the river complex burning in and around Denny has burned almost 60,000 acres. Fire officials held another public meeting in Hoopa on Wednesday night to update residents on fire activity and suppression efforts. Hotshot crews have been deployed on the south edge of the fire to keep it away from Highway 299. The river complex stands at 26% containment. The Gaskie and Nikowitz fires burning to the north have scorched a combined 24,000 acres, while the Mad River complex and the Root complex have burned more than 70,000 acres combined. Smoke and poor air quality continue to affect residents in the immediate fire area, as well as surrounding communities. Clean air centers have been set up in Del Norte, Trinity, and Humboldt County for those at risk in breathing polluted air. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.